can be so sweet on
sunny side of the street.
I used to walk
in shade
with those blues
on
parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover.
We interrupt this program to bring you loud static.
That's AM for you.
If I ever have a
weather warning system built in.
I'll
proud
be
of it.
Jazz Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet. On the sunny side of the street.
You know what? It was frustrating. It's just part of the AM signal, but I'm sure there have been times where I get to the punchline of a joke, and it'll be something like, and then the woman at the bar says, "Oh no, under a bridge."
Oh.
Overpass. Lost it. I get emails from people that tell me that. They go, "Man, what was the punchline? I went under a bridge."
I thought, I guess FM doesn't. Does FM not do that?
No.
Is it, no,
it doesn't.
The signal.
It's line of sight. It doesn't do that. And that's why it's dangerous.
That's
because,
right. Yeah.
Because not only does AM warn you of bad weather, it warns you that you're under structures that you need to pay attention to in case they crumble or fall, like a bridge. You might not even realize you're going under a bridge. And when you lose the signal, you think, oh, you know what? I need to make sure this thing has got any cracks in it or something. I need to look around. It's a lifesaver. AM radio, saving lives. Good afternoon, everybody. We're happy to be part of saving your life and making it bigger. Welcome to the large morning show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. I guess I don't have to tell you. You all have watches or calendars or phones or something, so you know this is the 10th day of March, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
Boom. Well, I had the 3 right. 3rd of June, not 3rd month.
Yes.
I'll get it.
Yeah.
This is the, I guess you call it an anniversary of somebody's death. Bernice Stegall died 13 years ago today.
Yesterday
it was yesterday.
I mean yeah. I don't know why I said.
We thought it was today.
It was yesterday?
Yes,
is
we thought
right?
it was today, but it was the 9th. I just confirmed it with
her
gravestone picture.
Okay, well, we'll still celebrate it because yesterday then. She passed away 13 years ago yesterday, and I'm sure there are a lot of people who've been listening for 8 years or 7 years. They don't know what the whole Bernice thing is about. They hear every day Bernice is in heaven, your horse is hind end. Anyway, that's her voice every time somebody says anyway, because she said it all the time.
Somebody came up to me not long ago and said, now, Bernice used to call you guys horses hind end, and someone else made up the anyway. And it's like, no, that was Bernice
that was
too. Yeah.
She said it all the time.
Yeah.
And we found Peon. The credit goes to Peon. Look, we are terrible at archiving and saving. We don't do it. I've said this before. I've never heard in all these years one whole show that I've done. I've never heard one. I don't keep them. I don't have them. My boys get so mad at me because in my basement, when they shut down Kix and when KUSA went away, somebody at the station handed me each time a big box of cassettes, audio cassettes, and it's a whole bunch of shows. I've never heard one. And the boys found them in the basement and said, Dad, what are you going to do with these? And I said, nothing. And they said, this is horrible. I mean, why won't you? So I think they're going to have them all transferred to digital so that they can listen to them. But I got to tell you, it's not 60 minutes. I don't think we've done shows that are worthy of going back and listen to.
Oh, I do.
Do you?
Plenty of shows.
And I don't want to hear them because if I do, I'll start picking at them. Ah, we should have said that. I should have done this. It took too long to tell that joke. I should have taken longer to tell the joke. Yeah, it would drive myself nuts. So I've heard little clips and bits and pieces when the station pulled something, or if somebody says, "Hey, did you know that you have podcasts, or you can go hear old shows on the station website. I didn't even know that till like 6 months ago.
And I understand why your kids, my daughter, and my kids.
They cannot believe that I don't capture and save and catalog.
But I think they want something to hang on to for years in the future and say, this was my dad. This is what he did. And then listen to this. And it will still be funny.
Yeah, I guess so.
50 years from now.
They can do what they want to with them. They took a bunch of cassettes. One time they were at the house, and they took a bunch of them out of there. Maybe they'll have them transferred or something. But we're not good at it. And this is when I wish we were better at saving things. Times like this, so we could share more of Bernice with you. But Peon did manage to go and find a couple of bits. You want to introduce?
I have to thank Roger Overman because I knew somebody in the past had emailed me, and because I know Colin Jeffrey gets mad at me because I never delete any email.
You don't?
No.
Oh, my inbox is clean at the end of the day. You got to be kidding me. Let me ask you this. Do you save every text? Do you have a whole bunch of texts on
your
phone? Oh, no. My text page is clear. Clear. I don't save that stuff.
Colin will walk in if Peon is on the computer on his email, and he'll just go, I cannot believe. He goes crazy.
It's freaking out. Because right now my inbox says, in parentheses, they have the number of unread mail.
Yeah.
Right now it's 27,037.
You know what mine says right now? 3. I'm sorry.
I have, let me see here.
I'll let you set this up. I think maybe...
So Roger Overman. So I was able to go back and search, and Roger Overman, back in 2010, sent a bunch of Bernie's segments. Now, a lot of them were really poor quality, because I'm assuming he recorded them onto a cassette. And over the years...
Isn't that sad? We have an outsider, a listener recording for us. I mean, it really is. But the station doesn't save any of that. So they don't like our show. They don't save it.
No, they don't save it.
Let me try to tell people who Bernice was. I don't know how long Bernice was on with us. We know she died 13 years ago yesterday. What do you think? 5 years? I think probably four or 5 years.
Before she died?
No, that she was on with us up until the time she died. From the first time she called. I think it was like 4 or 5 years.
She called. What year was it that she died?
Well, it was
2003.
Because it was 97 when she started calling in because...
Well, that's the first year I was there was 97.
Yeah, and it took a few months and she for her to become a regular because I remember the phone call. She said, I hate it. I just answered the phone. I went KTRS and she goes, oh, hello. I got to tell you, I hated Frank O'Pinion when he first started, but I guess I like him now. I don't know.
Well, she never say she liked him.
No, yeah, no.
I guess I like him. And here's what I do remember. The guy that used to run the radio station, we had Bernice on a few times.
Yeah.
I don't know. And so he stops me in the hall and he says, who is the hick? Who's the country woman that you have on? And I said, it's Bernice. And he said, why do you have her on? And I said, well, she just calls in and we like her. And he said, well, I don't like her. And he said, I don't think she'd be on. I don't think she'd have her on. No, I'm serious. He did. He said, I don't want her on the air.
And I
said,
remember that.
Well, guess what? She's going to stay on the air because people like her and I like her and I'm leaving her on. But he flat out said, I don't want her on.
Yeah.
I don't like her. And he said, it makes us sound too country and hillbilly.
Yeah.
The station. Really? One caller makes the whole station sound like a hillbilly station?
Oh, she was hysterical.
I don't think so. So Bernice was just a caller who was cantankerous and opinionated. But boy, did she have stories. And she loved to make squirrel gravy. Now, you want to play the honeymoon thing first?
I'm not sure which one I have. Okay, yeah, I think...
Terry was here and Karen was here. There were two other people in the room.
And we had people bring squirrels to put in the freezer here at the station to give to Bernice.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. So there were more of us in the room. Terry, Karen, you'll hear some other voices maybe. But listen, wait till you hear. This is her trying to tell us how the disaster... That was her honeymoon night, her trying to have sex with her husband. It's unbelievable. Go ahead.
What I call for, I got a couple comments here. You talk about these 18-year-old virgins.
Yeah.
Going to be on the internet.
They're gonna lose their virginity on the internet.
On the internet. Don't tell me no way they're virgins. And I'll tell you how you can tell. Look and see if there's a jar of Vaseline or something around. Yeah, you're darn right. Maybe two jars.
Now, I don't know what you mean by that.
Well, I do, by golly.
So,
were you a virgin? Of course, it wouldn't have bothered you.
So you're saying that if they truly are,
they ought to
somewhere
have a jar of Vaseline there.
Or go out and get one right in the middle.
Yeah, that's what my old man had to do. I'm not biased.
Wait, did he have to get up and go to the store?
Right. You know what the darn fool brought back?
What?
Olive oil. I guess he's ashamed to get the Vaseline.
Olive oil.
Well, Vaseline's not embarrassing to
salad
that.
Dressing.
Vaseline
didn't do any darn good, I'll tell you that.
Oh, wait. He went out and got olive oil, and it didn't do any good. So on your wedding night, you guys never got
there
to...
There didn't nothing happen the wedding night. It was the next day.
Oh.
Nothing happened
okay,
the wedding
no,
night.
Hell no. anyway.
I want to hear about the day after your wedding night. Now, wait a minute.
No way. You don't want to hear
he
about
went
that.
Out and he got olive oil. He didn't get Vaseline. He came back, and that didn't work, so you guys
couldn't
do anything.
Yeah, he was ashamed. Anyway, he was ashamed of... I guess he was a neighborhood drugstore there. Where he lived, rented a damn room in a George Washington Hotel for 3 days.
You were at the George Washington Hotel for 3 days.
That was our honeymoon.
Where is the George Washington Hotel?
Down on I think King's Highway. I hate the damn place. I don't even look at the place when I pass it.
Well, you got some bad olive oil memories.
Oh, yeah. Tell me about
it. But I want to know what changed the next day. What happened the next day?
That's what happened the next day. Nothing happened that night.
Nothing happened the night of the wedding, but
no,
the next day
no.
is
I
when
I
it...
wouldn't drink as much as he did, too, and passed out.
Oh, now we're getting the real story. Sounds to me like Bob was unable to perform. Had a little too much to drink. Even olive oil won't have that situation.
Well, anyway. You must have married a virgin.
Don't!
Well, I'm talking about... But anyway, all that damn subject.
Yeah. Okay. Yes, ma'am.
Anyway, that's nothing to talk about on the radio. Yeah.
Would you watch if you had a computer? Do you have a computer?
I wouldn't watch if I had one. I think that's the most ignorant thing in my life.
Okay.
It's stupid. Okay. Anybody, well, in fact, if they was virgin, they wouldn't be doing it on the internet in the first place.
Well, that's what I say. I'm going to be watching for that Vaseline.
You are?
That's well, I'm going to watch for the Vaseline. That's how we're going to know, thanks to you.
Out of the olive oil.
Yeah, they really are. Now, yeah, what if they do have olive oil? And the whole program's ruined because they can't.
They're not given their names.
No.
So maybe it's really Bernice and her husband.
Oh, you wouldn't see me on the internet. That would have been something else. You ever see that movie like Loretta Lynn when she first got married?
Uh-huh, Coal
Miner's
Daughter.
That's what reminded me. That reminded me of myself.
Yeah, that was a mess that night. All right,
who
Bernice.
Is this?
That's Bernice. We got to run. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Thanks for the call. Bye-bye.
Goodbye. She said anyway about 10 times.
She did.
Did you hear it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's where it came from. My goodness. Oh, my goodness. She was funny.
She's so disgusted when she hung up.
Yeah. She won't even look at that hotel where they tried to have sex. She can't even look at it when she drives by. Wow. We have to take a break here and do a little bit. Do we traffic? You have to do traffic?
Cars? Yes.
Is that what we need to do?
Yeah.
All right. Who's up there?
It's Timothy Weiland.
Well, I think I know him. I've met him in person. Tim Weiland has traffic. Tim?
He's not there. Probably a little earlier.
But he's not there. Somebody told me. Who did that song? Somebody told me.
The Zombies.
Yeah, so,
yes,
I think it is.
Very good, Peon. You're the youngest guy in the room, and you knew the way she heard. Somebody told
I like
me.
That song.
But she's not there.
I guess we'll go to Tim after. Mr.
All right, do you have Mr. Lanoff on the phone?
Yes, we do.
Ladies and gentlemen, we don't have to call him Mr. We do it out of respect. How could you not respect the man who heads up the best Chevy dealership in the United States? Here he is, John Lanoff.
In the world.
In the world, yeah. In the world. Even overseas, in Asia. John, how are you?
Boy, that Dan really peed on him.
Oh, you know what? I called Mike.
You've got to be kidding me.
Oh, my. Wait a minute.
You've got to be kidding me.
I got some great deals for you today. All the Chevys and new Impalas just about to be as they get, Frank.
I can't believe I called Mike.
You know, Paul, let me tell you something. When we say the world's worst producer, it's not a joke. He's the worst producer.
Unbelievable.
Mike, what were you thinking when he said, hold on?
He didn't even give me a chance to say, wait a minute, what do you do? And he goes, I answer the phone. I go, hello. He goes, just a minute, you're going on. Put me on hold.
You know what? Maybe we should start saving shows. We'll start with this one.
Oh, my God.
Let Dan leave the studio and wipe the pee down his leg, wipe it off.
Dan is the world's worst producer.
So,
Mike, call John. I'll talk to you.
Don't drink some wine. We'll talk to you later. Okay?
Bye, Jeff.
I'm in a bottle.
Oh, my goodness. Oh,
lady, you are so right.
You might need to get
my daughter
checked.
Nailed it years ago. My daughter had it right. Play that thing again.
Dan is the world's worst producer.
Yeah, she was about 4 or 5.
Holy
and she
cow.
Even could see it. At that young age.
I cannot believe that I called.
Oh,
I believe
it.
I just dialed Mike's number.
Wow. And you're not drinking or anything. That's just you. So this is what we call stalling. Yeah. Let's do this again.
Now.
Ladies and gentlemen, the
number
one Chevy dealer in the world, John Landoff. Let's hope it's him this time.
John,
how are you?
Frank, I don't know. I don't know.
You don't know how you are?
I get a text from your number one guy there, Dan. Oh, it's 3:20 with a question mark. 3:25, okay?
Yeah.
See, I mean, really, Dan?
Well,
5 minute like heads up. Luckily, I'm on the ball here, Dano. I'm just telling you. Luckily, I mean,
me too. I'm on the ball.
This is the highlight of my day. Why do you mess with me, Dan?
Yeah, don't mess with him. Hey, you'll like the Playhouse because I'm going to do the outdoor segment inside the Playhouse, and I'm going to talk a little bit about, just mention is really all I'm going to do, turkey hunting, because Pistols Plus, I talked to them today, and they said, tell everybody we got a lot of shotgun specials because turkey hunting season is coming. And I didn't ask her when it started. When does it start? Do you know? You don't. Do you turkey hunt?
Yes, I turkey hunt.
When does that season start?
You've been in my office many times. You should have seen this big, massive spread of turkey feathers.
Yeah, I don't pay attention to that stuff. So.
Well, you've looked at it. You've looked at it and said, wow, that's really cool.
I have dementia.
Okay.
I don't remember it.
I know. You didn't even remember what your joke was the other day.
But, no, I'm telling you. It's serious.
It was in April.
It was serious memory. April. All right. Well, that's not too far away, is it? Because, March 10th.
What's turkey season, Frank?
April.
Oh, your memory's not that bad.
Yep. I remembered that.
That's funny. How's your day today?
It's great because I got to hear Bernice after all these years. I got to hear Bernice talk about her wedding night again. So I have a good day now.
That's awesome, Frank.
You know, I'll bet you that especially with old timers a generation or two ago, the whole wedding night thing was a fiasco. I'll bet that was something that more often than not, didn't go very smoothly and was more awkward than it was exciting. You know, when neither one has any experience and her husband goes out to get Vaseline and comes back with olive oil.
Why are we talking about this during Johnny Longdon's Chevrolet set?
Because it's funny.
It's funny, but what brings... I don't know sometimes. I really don't. I know you well.
But it's headed somewhere.
I don't know you well. Makes you tick? What makes
it's
you...
Headed, but here it's headed.
Hear my voice when I start talking about...
Because it's headed toward you, and here's how that works.
It's going to be headed towards me.
Because...
What are you talking about? 50 years ago? 60 years ago?
Next, I was going to mention meeting Bernice at a Dairy Queen, and she's parked in a car that was an old car, and I had an opportunity to give her a car sales pitch, but I really didn't because you weren't on with us then. Imagine had you been a sponsor when I met Bernice in that old car they were driving, and I would have had a chance to say, Bernice, let's get you out of this car and into something decent to drive. I'll take you personally to Johnny Landoff. If only we had a time machine and we could shift things so that I had you as a sponsor when Bernice was on the air, that could have been interesting.
That would have been great. I would have loved that.
You'd have liked her.
I, feel like I know Bernice because you've talked about her so much.
Well, I've never had squirrel gravy, but I'm going to tell you something. She raved about it. I think she could just live on squirrel gravy. And Dan's right. We had people bringing squirrels to the station to put in the freezer.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. That's
frozen
right.
Squirrels.
Yeah.
And we'd say to her, okay, if somebody kills squirrels, and what do? We clean them? I just put them in the damn freezer, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, we'll clean them here. In my mind before I met her, and then when I met her, it was confirmed, Granny Clampett. That's what she was. She was like Granny Clampett. Little woman, and one of the few times where you hear somebody and then you meet them and they look exactly the way that they sounded. I think you're like that. I think when people hear, I'm a billion nut, come to John Lando, I think when they meet you, that's what I've envisioned a guy looking like. I think
why do you make fun of me all the time?
I'm not. I'm doing an impression of you. Doing an impression is not making fun. No, 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 no. Is this making fun here? You dirty rat. You dirty rat. Is this making fun of Marlon Brando?
I'm getting pretty tired of it, really.
I made him offer a can of fuse. That's not making fun of Marlon Brando. It's an impression.
The old imitation is the sincerest form of flattery.
First of all, Marlon Brando isn't on the other end of the telephone with you. Marlon Brando hasn't been on the air with you for...
But he
almost 12 years now, buddy boy.
Brando was with me the day before he died, and he did not mind when I did my impression right in front of him. Billy Bob Thornton didn't get offended when I did Carl, and he did it with me. He didn't get offended. It's flattery. It's flattery.
Yeah.
You just have to accept that.
The only person that doesn't...
Have they ever paid you for your services?
Who? Billy Bob or Brando? No.
Yeah.
No, no.
The only person that doesn't really like imitations of
and Dan
themselves.
Dan does him as well as anybody.
He's me, Mike Shannon. Hey.
He does not like people doing impersonations of him.
Who doesn't?
Shannon.
Mike Shannon.
He didn't like it.
No.
Really?
Yes.
I witnessed it personally when somebody...
Craig Hawksley does it, too,
He didn't like it.
No.
He made that very, very clear.
Make me angry.
Dan, can you do an imitation of Frank?
Nobody does that.
No.
It can't be done because I have such a nothing voice. It's nondescript. It has no character.
You do, too, have
It has no character. Here. Jimmy Stewart, that's character. You dirty rat. That's got character.
Let's see if John...
Hold on a second. I love hearing my voice?
Yes.
No, that's not true.
If I did...
No. Oh, it's not true.
Of course you do.
No, I don't.
John, can you do an impression?
Talks as much as you, loves to hear their voice.
No, we just like to talk. It doesn't mean we like it. I'd much rather have.
So you don't love Morgan Freeman's delivery voice in a commercial. What? I mean, your delivery in one of your jokes.
What about
it? Your
I can tell a joke. I'm not going to deny that I know how to tell a joke, but I'd like to have a different voice to do it.
You love to hear your voice.
No, I like to tell a joke. That's a different thing. I would love to have a different voice. I'd like to have one of those radio voices, one of those big, rich voices. That's what I'd like to have.
Well, you could if you wanted to put it on like that.
I don't think I could get that low. That Morgan Freeman type thing. Whew. Think of the money I could make narrating documentaries.
He could read like the encyclopedia and it would sound...
Oh, I heard amazing? They just released
the Bible.
A GPS version of...
With Morgan Freeman?
Where he could give you directions.
You've got to be kidding me.
No.
Turn left. Wait, really?
Turn left ahead.
I can't do it.
If you want to go.
And yeah. Dupree. I can't even begin to do it.
You're
that's
entering
a great
a town.
Idea, though. You know what? That's a great idea.
But, you know, Shawshank Redemption. That's a movie.
Oh, I love
it. Have you ever caught the very beginning of it?
Yes.
I mean, it's just.
I need to watch it again because I haven't seen it for 15 years.
Great movie this is. How does it start? Remember?
I don't remember.
It was in the killing of his wife.
Andy Dufresne. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep.
And that was, who played Robert?
Andy?
No, who played Andy? It was Sarandon's boyfriend, right?
Yeah, Tim Robbins.
Tim Robbins, yeah. It's a terrific movie. I'm going to watch that again. I'm glad we mentioned
that. Great movie. That is a great movie.
Are you selling any Chevys?
Have you seen any great movies lately?
I have. Room.
Oh, that's right. You really touted that as a good move.
That is a terrific
I'd like
movie.
To see that new John Goodman movie.
Yeah, Clover something.
Yeah, Clover 10, Clover something or other.
Yeah. Boy, you well, talk
the,
about
the other day, wasn't he on John Carney, the other really top show on this station?
Who, John Goodman was?
Another top show. There can only be one top show. There's no other
How
top
there
show.
How could not be another top show?
He might have been, but nobody heard it. That's the thing. That's what, that's the sad thing. Nobody
Why
heard it.
You support your comrade.
Oh, I support
your
him.
Cohort, your buddy.
I do. I do support him. I like him. I like
okay.
him.
He I likes people. You. He loves you. What does that mean? You are adored by McGraw.
All right, here we go.
And it's Carney's birthday today.
It is Carney's birthday. Yes. Well, happy birthday.
Carney.
Oh, wow. He says he doesn't do impressions. Now, were you insulting John when you did an impression of him?
No.
Well, see? Same no. thing. Same thing.
Kind of, yeah. Kind
you
of.
Were insulting him.
Okay. Having a little fun. Poking a little fun at him.
Okay.
Hey, why don't you do...
I mean, now that he's still alive, you can have a little fun with the guy. You know, I mean, when he was on his deathbed, it was saying you couldn't really make fun of a guy.
Oh, we did.
Why don't you imitate John Carney interviewing Johnny Londoff and Frank will do...
Yeah,
Johnny
I'll be
Londoff.
You, and you be John Carney. Yes. Go ahead, interview me.
So, Chad, let me ask you, how's business? How's things that you're building in Latin and in Missouri?
Well, you know, my dad taught me early on how to treat customers. If you treat the customers right, they'll come back, and you'll have their business, and they'll be loyal. We own a building lot, which enables us to do things other dealers can't do. Business is good, John. Thanks for asking.
You know, John, you sound really great.
Well, you don't. You sound like you got rocks in
so,
your
John,
head.
John, you should do radio. You should do radio instead of that guy, Frank.
Let me ask you a question. If on one a day when I would not be here for whatever reason, I took a day, Monday through Thursday, one day.
Like every Friday?
No, another day. Would you want to come in here and do this show for 3 hours? Would you want
to?
Really?
I would love to.
All right, let's make a note of that. Now, you can't spend the whole 3 hours selling Chevys. People will tune
in. We will not talk about Johnny Londoff Chevrolet. We will not talk about Chevrolet.
No, you can talk about it.
Once a caller calls in and wants to ask some, you know.
That's how you got to do it. That's a perfect way to do it. You just chat with people. You know what? I'm gonna remember this, and I'm going to call you. I'm gone one day. You can guest host one day. It's easy.
It'd be a blast. Well, I wouldn't say it's easy. I mean, what you do is an art, what you and Ian and Dan do, I mean...
And you have to tell a joke if you do it,
that's why
okay?
there's like a million people that listen to this stuff.
Don't you guys think he should tell a joke if he does it?
Yes.
You have to do, you have to tell a joke about 5:30.
Okay.
I think this is going to be good. All right, done. Done and deal. Done, as they say. It's a deal. It's sealed.
I'm excited. I'm getting ready to head to a development board meeting for St. Louis Art, my love charity. There's so many great charities out there in St. Louis. Another great point of St. Louis, because, you know, everyone wants to knock us down. It's a great city. I love this town. We could use some leadership, but besides that, you know, the giving, the people, the community, and what they give to the tremendous charities like St. Louis Art, Children's Hospital, Cardinal Glennon, Ronald McDonald House, on and on and on and on. There's so many. What's Rankin Jordan? There's so many great charities, so many people that do such great work. That's what we should tout more about St. Louis, not some of the other BS that goes on, but I love this town. I love you, Frank, and we're going to be here until your great listeners want to keep us here at 6:30, 7 o'clock at night, and then we have a big weekend coming up. Hard to believe, but you know, at the end of the day here today, we're about a third of the way through the month of March already.
Yeah, time change this weekend. Hallelujah.
Oh, yeah.
Love that, don't you? It's going to be great. 314-837-1800. That's my radio voice. 314-837-1800.
Oh, see, now he's making fun of me.
No, he's not making fun of me. I have a radio voice. Well,
I'm not making fun of you.
Do all these voices when you fill in for me.
365@londoff.com. That's LONDOFF.com. Right.
Folks, future fill-in host, John Londoff. Thank you, John. We'll send you some business. I'm serious. I'm going to do that. I got a couple things coming up in the spring, not in the not too distant future. I've got a Thursday I have to take off, and maybe a Tuesday. I'm going to call him. I'm going to go, okay, you're on. You're in. I think he can do it.
Yeah.
I think he can do it. And he can do it without, he knows what to do. Shoot. Just answer some phones and go, hey, we want to talk about That's how easy it is. We need to take a break, I guess, don't we?
Yes.
Let's do that. I think you know who you're listening to. I'm going to do one more bit of business, and that'll open up a nice hole, and we could chat, maybe play another Bernice segment. Let me explain to people why you folks don't want to remodel your kitchen or bathroom without talking to the folks at Thompson Price. You certainly have every right to talk to 10 companies if you want to. That would be overwhelming, let me tell you. We talked to three before we made the decision. That's about it for me. Three, we get a pretty good idea who does what and how they do it. And in our case, two of the kitchen and bath companies were within a few hundred dollars of each other, same price. The third one was really low, which told me they couldn't possibly be doing it right because it was so dirt cheap, it had to be crap. So we kicked them out. And then I took a look at the two finalists, Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, Home, and another company I won't name, and there really wasn't much of a decision. I believe Thompson Price was a couple of hundred bucks more than the other company, but when they showed us their blueprint, when they laid out why they were going to do everything they were going to do and put everything where they were going to put it, and why this particular model and this particular cabinet, you could tell they had actually worked on it, and they didn't just throw it together. So when you decide to remodel your kitchen or bathroom, please, please at least include Thompson Price. Give them a chance to show you what they do and how they do it. Make sure the name Price is in the company you're talking to, at least one of them. Their showroom is in De Pere. It is on Manchester, less than a half mile east of 270, next to McAllister's Deli, in a beautiful shopping area on the north side, which is the left as you're going east past 270. And their website's easy, thompsonprice.com.
Meet me.
All right, let's check traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
Okay, Dan, if you're traveling on eastbound 64 in Illinois just before 159, there is a crash that has lane blockage, and that has you jammed solid back to 255. Eastbound 270 now, a couple little off the pace pockets now between Lindbergh and New Florissant, and westbound 40, it's heavy now from Spady out through Mason. This traffic report brought to you by KFC. Do you like spicy, smoky, and crispy chicken? Of course you do. KFC has a new Nashville hot chicken that's spicy, smoky, and crispy, and has an authentic flavor straight from Music City. From the Vincent Mortgage Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
KTRS Traffic Center is brought to you by Vincent Mortgage, 314-839-9999, NMLS number 225095. Still behind the wheel at 6 p.m. weekdays, wishing you could get a full report of the latest news, sports, and weather? Well, you can with Fox 2 News at 6 with Sandy Miller and Rafer Weigel on KTRS. Depend on it.
No company sells and installs more windows than Window World. Hi, everybody. McGraw-Milhaven here for the number one replacement window company here in St. Louis. I've been a spokesman of theirs for at least 12 years, and they have grown exponentially because they have a very simple formula. Great customer service and great windows. In fact, the windows come with the Good Housekeeping Seal of Approval. Window World Windows comes with a lifetime warranty that covers all the parts, glass breakage, as well as labor. For the last 6 years in a row, they've sold over 1 million windows nationwide. Why is that? Because they stand behind their product. Window World. If you're looking for windows, there really is no other company. I would put my reputation behind it. Window World Windows, 314-993-1800. That's 314-993-1800 or windowworld.com. For the best windows at the best price, best customer service, windowworld.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Sometimes I worry about what would happen to my family if I lost my job, but I never really thought about what would happen to them if they lost me and I didn't have life insurance. My cousin's husband died, and now she might have to sell her house just to make ends meet. I don't ever want to put my wife through that, so I called AIG Direct.
Hi, I'm Brent Langdon for AIG Direct. We partnered with American General Life to find you their lowest rates on term life insurance products. If you're 40 years old, we could find you a $250,000 policy for $14 a month. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-939-4439.
I feel so much better now that I called.
It only takes 5 minutes to see how you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-939-4439. 1-800-939-4439.
Hi, I'm Carl Daikeler, the CEO of Beachbody, and I'm here to tell you about an amazing new way you can start losing weight for free right now. You've probably seen our workout DVDs on TV like P90X, Insanity, and 21 Day Fix. We just launched a beta trial of our new digital video platform, Beachbody On Demand. So while we're testing out this new digital video service, I'm inviting you to use it for free for 30 days. That means you can lose 10 pounds, 20 pounds, even 30 pounds without paying a dime. Just text the word trial to 313131 and you can do 30 days of P90X, Insanity, or any of over 400 workouts for free. Now here's the catch. In return, all I ask is you let us know what you think of the service so we can make Beachbody On Demand the best fitness and weight loss site ever created. Just text TRIAL to 313131 and get started for free right now. Again, text TRIAL to 313131.
Message and data rates may apply. Membership fees apply after 30-day trial. Cancel anytime.
This is Cardinal Hall of Famer Ozzie Smith, but more importantly, I'm a St. Louisan. After 19 years in Big League Baseball, I could have gone anywhere on earth. My choice? St. Louis. It's where I work, it's where I live, it's where I play. And when it comes to my business, this is the kind of place that folks go crazy for. Now, I want you to meet the people of St. Louis who feel just like me.
Hi, I'm Tom Cutis from Cutis Funeral Home, and when I was growing up in St. Louis, we had to be home when the street lights came on, and our favorite treat was a malt at the local Velvet Freeze. Some things have changed. My grandkids' special treats are some warm Gus's pretzels or a frozen custard. St. Louis is still a great place to live and raise a family. That is why we at Cutis, now in our fifth generation, plan to be here for many generations to come. Cutis Funeral Homes, serving St. Louis since 1910.
My name is Ron LeGrand, and for over 30 years now, I've been helping clients take their life back by buying and selling houses with no money, credit, experience, or licenses. If you call 800-350-0255, 24 hours, and leave a message, I'll send you my new book and CD absolutely free so you can see how. You'll learn how to make a full-time income on a part-time basis without risk, largely tax-free, and get 90% of the work done for you for pennies. That's 800-350-0255.
Join the barbecue revolution every Sunday night from 4 to 5 p.m. on the Big 550 KTRS.
Join Frank and Kevin on the Big Barbecue Show every Sunday on the Big 550 KTRS from 4 to 5 p.m.
13 years ago yesterday, Bernice Stegall passed away. I would say, and it's not even a question, the most beloved character to ever be part of our show.
Oh, my goodness.
So Reggie was, but Bernice was probably...
Well, so beloved, the listeners raised, how much was it again for?
$17,500 when they knew she was dying. So here's another little clip of Bernice. Probably some sex talk. I don't know, Peon.
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, all right, here we go. Here's Bernice.
Probably, if we had to pick a favorite Valentine, and all of us would agree that it just may be Bernice. Hello, Bernice.
Well, hello. You guys are coming home. I did. I was on Monaco for almost 45 minutes.
And happy Valentine's Day to you, too.
Happy Valentine's Day to you. Happy Valentine's Day, everybody.
I bet you
have 45 minutes ago, you didn't take my darn call.
I bet you have candles lit all over your house and walking around a little French maid's outfit for Bob.
Oh, yeah, sure. I sure have.
Nothing but an apron.
I sure have.
Yeah.
But I've been trying to call you for 2 weeks during your Frank you hanged in. I want to tell you, I went up here at the St. Jude's Hospital early, had me to get another darn bone scan. And the guy that's doing it lives up there on not too far, I don't think, from your station.
Well, now, when they do that with you, Bernice, because I know how many guys you've shared with us have had their way with you lately. When they do a bone scan, you know, they're not supposed to scan you with their bone.
you're old kind.
Something else. Yeah.
You have to lay there. Still as a stick for a half hour and get that damn thing done. I hate it. When I went in there to sit down before I got the bone scan, I sat there and he said, "You're not the Bernice." First of all, before he told me that, he said, "You're not the Bernice from Frank and Pinion Show, are you?" I said, "Oh God Almighty, yes."
Well, I can tell you're proud of it. Yeah.
And he said, said, well, if you don't treat me right, I'm going to tell Frank Opinion. He said, oh, God, no, don't do that.
How do you know it was you?
Right, huh?
How do you know it was you?
He just saw my name on there, Bernice, and I was from St. Genevieve. And then he wheeled me all the way back to the door, out to the front door, and he saw the AM, PM on the back of my car. And he said, oh, I see that AM. I said, I see that a lot in St. Louis. I see that all the time.
Well,
AM and PM.
That's true. So how are your bones?
Oh, they're still there.
Hard to walk around without. Oh, so hard to stand up with no bones. Right. It's a little pile of mush.
They're still there. But you were talking about these here love affairs. You know, the long, long time ago love affairs.
Mm-hmm.
I had one of those.
We had one last week, probably.
No, yeah, I mean, your teen sweetheart.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you talk about a while ago.
So, see, it's true. You do think back and remember. And
oh, yes, Lord, yes, you
yeah.
do.
Mm.
I went with this boy for, 3 years.
Wow.
We dated. I mean, well, of course he was in war. He had to go to World War II and for 18 months, but we were very much in love with each other, and I hope he's listening.
Well, does he still live around here?
I know where he lives.
Listen to what you said. I hope he's listening.
I know where he lives.
I know where he lives.
My wife still talks to his sister once in a while.
Well, that's a good thing.
And, in fact, he sent me an engagement ring while he was in service.
Uh-huh.
And then, we agreed to date and go out, whatever, you know, while he was gone. Well, not just sit at home and grieve.
Yeah.
But not get serious with nobody, which I did that.
Yeah, did you take the ring off when you did it with other guys while he was on the phone?
I told you I had a virgin where I got married.
Oh, yeah. Sure you were.
So, anyway, we'll tell there. Anyway. Anyway. Well, hell, anyway, I got a letter one day. I mean, he was going to get a furlough for Christmas, you know, for...
He's going to get your what?
He was going to get a furlough.
A furlough.
I got a letter one day, 2 weeks before. I was going with a guy that he just begged me to marry him for a year.
Well, I bet, you know what, that does not surprise me. The guy's begged you to marry him.
I did marry him, but it was only for spite. But then I got a letter from this longtime lover of mine, and it was to another girl.
What?
In Seattle, Washington, mind you, and said if I don't get time to go home for Christmas, well, we'll spend the time together in the motel like we did before. Oh, my God, that killed my soul.
You mean he sent the wrong letter to you?
Sent the wrong letter to me.
Oh, my God.
When we got married.
Oh, he was supposed to be a virgin, too.
Well,
and you find out he's going to a motel with another gal in another state.
Men.
He was in the goddamn service, of course. But then,
you can't. I don't think you can use that language.
There's another guy I was dating, which I married the first man I married.
Yeah.
My first husband. Every time I went out with him, begged me to marry Mary. I said, okay, let's get married. I just done for spite.
Wow. Did you marry Bob despite anybody? Or?
No. That was my first marriage.
Despite the bad.
But of course, it didn't last. And then he married, too, when he got home for Christmas. He didn't think I'd be married. He just thought. He said, and he come home, he said, well, I just sent that letter to see how you felt about me.
That's a good one. Yeah, like he made bogus letter. That's always
but
good.
But then he married and divorced, of course, and... I talked to his sister every now and then.
I remember a long time ago, Bernice.
But that was my true love. It took me 10 years to forget that damn guy.
Don't let me go. I remember a long time ago, you actually shared with us your wedding night, your honeymoon night.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
When you were
a virgin.
Don't even talk about that.
That didn't go well, if
Speaking
I remember.
Speaking of a bone scan. Was that with Bob or the first husband?
That would have been the first.
All right, we're running out of time here. You know what? I'm almost sorry we found these in place. I forgot how funny she was.
I know.
She was hysterical.
Yes.
And I do not remember that she was that funny.
Yeah. Later, at the very end of that, she talks about how she took the hide off him.
Yeah.
Because they didn't use the right
they were sore.
Lubrication.
Oh, save that. Next week we got to play that part of it. She took the hide off of Tina. Oh, my. We will never find anybody like that. Mm-mm. That just
naturally,
that kind of person just comes along once. Oh. And I'm mad at her for dying. She wasn't that old. Was 70 or something?
70. No, she was in mid 70s, maybe.
Nah, she still shouldn't have died.
No.
They were smokers and didn't take care of themselves at all. Wait, look who's talking.
Yeah, but she had cancer, right? What was the cancer of? I don't remember.
I don't even remember, but I remember going to that trailer, and there's Bob sitting there. He's got cancer, too, and he's got tubes in his nose, oxygen, and he's smoking a cigarette. I said, hey, put that thing out, because you're not blowing me up in this trailer.
She would be 89 right now if she was a...
Yeah, too bad. Too bad she's not around. All right, do a little business here, and then next hour, as you know, Scott Sherman comes in. I think the second most beloved person, would you not agree?
Scott Sherman.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Probably, in terms of an addition to the show that just sort of came out of nowhere. Well, it didn't come out of nowhere. It came out of the firing of Scott Sherman by KTRS.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah.
I thought he was Employee of the Month last month, no?
No, hardly. Aminis is spelled A-M-I-N-I-S. I spell it for you because I want you to go to their website. Better yet, I'd like for you to go in the store. It's got a, you can't miss it. It's got a dome copper top. It's right in the middle of Chesterfield Valley. It's down in the valley, actually. Valley
so low, hang your head over, hear the wind blow.
Thank you. And it's just an incredible collection of things you're not going to see together in any other store. And you know by now what they are. Beautiful area rugs, handmade, machine-made, beautiful furniture. Terrific patio for the best patio furniture you will ever see in your life, and you won't have to be replacing it anymore like you have with that junk furniture. Pinball machines, arcade games, shuffleboard, pool tables. It's a Aminis. There's always something new and different, and they just redid the place a few months ago. So if you haven't been for a while, please go back in. And of course, tell them you're AM and the PM. AMINIS, Aminis.com. Do you, let me just take it to the top?
Yes.
That's radio talk. Mm. Take it to the top. It means I'll keep talking. Now, watch this, folks. I want all folks to pay attention to this. The ABC News hits at